Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires, and from you no secrets are hid.
A reading of Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks to you, for as I remember you for my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the workings of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, for above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus leaving was very important and was something to celebrate, even though we didn't like it. Jesus knew that in order to fully love the disciples, he had to leave. So he gathered them all together, and in front of all of them, he was lifted up into heaven. Because he knew that if he stuck around, they would continue to lean on him. He needed to leave in order for them to become the full people that God had called them to be. In order for them to stay. I also find it interesting, most likely of God, that we often celebrate the feast of the Ascension right around the same time as Mother's Day. Now, most of us think of mothers, and we think of someone holding a baby, carrying or nurturing a small child. To nurture and hold is the verb of mother. But there's a whole other part of the mothering that is just as important. If you are a mother raising a child, that child will, God willing, spend the majority of his or her life as an adult. So you must nurture and hold, yes, but a mother must also learn how to let go. Your child must leave you. If you don't cut that umbilical cord, you will stop their growth forever. In fact, many years ago, I knew a young man whose parents had not let him go. Some of you may know a person who knew like this. When this boy, who, by the way, was very young, when he was in kindergarten, his mother heard one day when he came home from school that someone had made fun of him. Rather than showing him, giving him the tools to respond and trusting him to do that, she pulled him out of school. She homeschooled him from that day all the way through high school. Now, most of them who are homeschooled go to playgrounds and things if you have kids, but she didn't want that because he might be made fun of. So he stayed home all through high school and then went to a local college so he could continue to live at home because his parents were convinced he couldn't make it on his own. When I met him, he was 30 years old. He was living at home. And he was very sad. He couldn't articulate why. But I knew why. In biblical times, it was believed that every human being created by God was created with a power to bless another. You remember how Abraham blessed Isaac? How Isaac's sons, Jacob and Esau, they fought for Isaac's blessing. Because a blessing was considered full of power. In the ancient Hebrew, the word to bless is berakah. It means literally to kneel before someone. It means to spiritually empower another person to say to that person, I want you to thrive, to prosper, to have everything good. Jesus blesses his disciples.
Let us join in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us to Mother Church for nurture.
disciples. And we pray that you would send us forth into the world by your Holy Spirit as your ambassadors. And by your Spirit, empower us to be faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
of angels stand before you, to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise. Joining with them, and giving voice to every creature under them, we acclaim you and glorify your name.
Sanctifying them and showing them to be the holy gifts for your Lord.
gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and be unto your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Amen. Let us pray.